0141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard as we turn our attentions back to domestic football after the international break. We have a top of the table clash between Celtic and Aberdeen to look forward to. Derek McInnes has been speaking today, looking ahead to the visit of Rangers, a game he says Kilmarnock believe they can win. And former Celtic and Hibs winger Aidan McGeady announces his retirement from football. I'm Gordon Duncan, and joining me this evening, as usual on a Thursday, Gordon Dalziel and Mark Wilson.
Yep, it's always good to be back after the international break. We've been rested and we're raring to go for the Premiership this week. And we've got some crackers ahead. Top of the table clash, like you said, Gordon. Celtic versus Aberdeen. I wonder if Aberdeen can show their intent to keep up with Celtic and try and split Rangers and Celtic this year with a good performance at Celtic Park. And a couple of debuts for the managers this year with Neil Critchley at Hearts and Vallecari at St Johnstone. A good weekend ahead, finished by Rangers versus Kilmarnock at Rugby Park on Sunday.
Yeah, I agree. The international break was interesting. We finished what you would call a high on Tuesday, because I think a 0-0 against Portugal was very good, Gordon, indeed. We were under a caution bit, especially against a top quality side. But it's all about domestic football. It's all about the weekend. I think a big focus probably Saturday is the first one. That's Celtic Aberdeen. We've been looking forward to us. Aberdeen in great form. They keep coming under this scrutiny. Well, they've not really played MD well. In the next four games, they'll certainly know what it's all about and see if they're up to a test, and the rest of the fixtures take care of itself.
Right, come on. 01419511025. We're back. Full focus back on the domestic game. So a plea to those of you who don't really like domestic international breaks. Sorry, those of you who've been frustrated at having to wait for the domestic stuff to come back around. Here we are. So come on, let's do it with a bang. Let's get right back into it. Two-footed, how are you feeling about the weekend? Early thoughts, please. Celtic fans, you Aberdeen fans as well, anyone coming down, or maybe you live in the area, can you do it? Can you really, really keep that perfect start going, or that unbeaten start? What a statement that would be. Celtic fans, do you see this as a real test, a real sort of threat at the top of the table, or for you, is it just another game? How do you see that challenge of Aberdeen at the moment? Rangers fans, how do you feel about things coming off the break? It's been a sort of up and down start to the season with some complaints about results recently, if not performances. So how do you feel? What's the best Rangers team at the moment? What's the best version that Philippe Clement can offer in that game at Kilmarnock? Is that still a fixture that you fear, Rangers fans, or not? It's been a difficult place in recent seasons. Is that a fixture that worries you, or are you confident those days are behind you? Let us know. 01419511025. A bit of injury news. Bad one for Motherwell captain Paul McGinn, out for the foreseeable future. A big period coming up for them. We mentioned Aidan McGeady's retirement from football. And if you've got lingering thoughts from the international break, feel free. I'm sure the guys would take it, but I know there's an excitement out there. There's an excitement to turn our attentions back to domestic football. So let's do it together. 01419511025. I mean, how are you both? Are you feel that recharged, refreshed, ready to go? I feel like we've been ripped apart in recent weeks. I wasn't with you last Thursday.
Didn't recognise. I was elsewhere. Guys,
we weren't on at all on Saturday.
Yeah, weren't here on Tuesday.
Absence. I wasn't here with you on Tuesday. Unbelievable.
Oh, were you not?
No. This is the first I've seen used to.
Anyway, absence makes the heart grow fonder. No.
You're getting all these guys into the property market now. It's been that long.
I'm looking forward to the summer.
I don't think he's ready to discuss that one. I'm stressed.
Sorry, are you ready to discuss your hair? What has happened with your hair?
Lots of people have been asking me an update on the hair transplant.
Well, it's all booked in. It's ready to go.
But waiting for the end of the season.
Do you know what?
Because you can't head on the ball, obviously.
And I can't go swimming. But I was thinking about doing the end of the season, right, because it's a break and you can take time, and obviously you're not sitting there and looking like what I'm going to look like.
Right.
But I'm going to maybe go January, February. I'm going to
brilliant.
The winter break. Yeah. Oh, there is no winter break.
No, listen, think about this. That means we get to see it in all its glory.
That'll be great.
I'm prepared to put my head out
there. Sympathy.
Take one for a take.
So you're definitely getting it. You've assessed your options and you've still thought, in my mid-60s, I think I need a hair transplant.
1,000,000%. That's it. Look, age is all a number. Don't let it get to you.
It's not getting to me.
Keep going.
What are you trying to achieve with the hair, though? To grow it into a different style?
No, I just... See, what happened throughout the years, because I've been in this industry a lot longer than you, the can's sort of a rub, and they've sort of rubbed my hair away a wee bit there, so I'm just getting a wee touch.
What about the receding bits at the front, though? Because the earphones don't touch them.
His wingbacks are pushed up the pitch a bit, aren't they?
To be fair, that's for another day.
I think you're doing fine for your age.
No, I'm going for it, mate. I don't care.
January, February.
I don't care what... I'll put it out there. I'm not caring what people say to me.
And what about the new Reggie, actually? That was the last time. How's that went down with the public?
He's getting new private plate.
The wheel's been stolen off the car yet.
I get slaughtered today with a couple of ex-footballers. Let me just say, one a famous Scottish goal come in and slaughtered me this morning. Took pictures and everything of it. But do you know what? I've got thick skin.
You deserve that. So you there. A man of your age shouldn't be getting a private Reggie.
Once again, you keep going back to age. This man at my age is very active. He's in the gym. He's playing golf.
We know you're active, all right.
He's doing a lot of good sporting things.
Oh, I bet you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, right. 01419511025. That is the number that you need. So come on, let's get your early thoughts in. Look, I think we all actually quite like international football. It's not for everyone. But even at that, and even though it ended on a fairly positive note, you'd have to say, Gordon, I don't think anyone is going to like overly celebrate a draw. But when you're up against one of the world's best sides and all the rest of it, it ended on a relative high. But it's really, really good to look forward to the domestic return, isn't it? When you look at just what's at stake, how big a period. I know there's another break in November, but just how big some of these games are coming up.
Yeah, I think because there's a lot to talk about, not just with the big two, Celtic Rangers. You're looking at the form of Aberdeen. Everybody will have their eyes on Celtic Park at the weekend. You're looking at Kilmarnock getting their first win. Rangers going down there, as you say, always difficult. You're looking at a new Hearts manager. You're looking at a new St Johnstone manager. You're looking at Motherwell, who are in brilliant form, sitting in fourth. Can they continue that? Dundee United's had a great start to the season. There's so much excitement at the weekend and talking points. I just think it's absolutely brilliant.
Brian's a Celtic fan. Brian, does this feel like a proper top of the table clash where your start to the season is facing its biggest threat, or is this just another domestic opponent? Do you see Aberdeen as that sort of task yet?
Well, Gordon, good evening to you and my two favourites.
Jeez.
Thank you, Brian.
I do like the boys. They're the funniest. Mm. Anyway, yes, I want to talk about the Celtic and Aberdeen game because I think it is an absolute, it's a doozy, as they call it. It's going to be, it's a top of the table clash. Both are on 21 points. Aberdeen are there on merit. Celtic, I watch Celtic every single game, and they've been fantastic. Take out the BVB game. I was over there in the bus, as you know. Take that out, because that's the European elites that we're playing against. But Aberdeen are there on merit. Now, I said this to one of the guys that answered. If we were playing up at Pittodrie, I wouldn't be super confident. I'm not super confident at all, because I think they're, as I said, they've got their seven wins, they're unbeaten. And the nature of how they've done. But if Celtic play the way that Celtic can play at Celtic Park, then I believe we can beat anybody, and quite convincingly. But Aberdeen, I'm not going to go away. I mean, they've turned out a great game against Hearts. Hearts the last minute. So they've got tenacity. They've got a bit of dig about them, and they're 100% better than they were last season. So when it comes down to it, it comes down to who plays on the day, who wants it the most on the day. And I believe, I really truly believe Celtic, they'll be at the training at least to get into this game. But I also think Aberdeen will.
Here's the thing, Mark. It wouldn't even really matter the number of consecutive wins Aberdeen had. It's never enough to change the fact that Celtic are massive favourites for the game. So, yeah. But I suppose, even though we shouldn't, even though it's one game, people will pin loads on this. Let's say Aberdeen were to get something, anything, even a draw, I think we would hear people saying, wow, they're the real deal. They're here to stay for the rest of the season. Flip that around, Celtic might win convincingly, and people will shrug their shoulders and say, ah, look at that, it just shows you. As soon as Aberdeen played someone, yeah, you know, someone of note, even though that is unfair, that's what people will say. So it, yeah, feels like there's a lot, even whether it's fair or not, it's a different matter. The perception's going to be there's a lot riding on this one.
Well, there will be, because there's so much interest. Jimmy Thielen coming in, kind of ripping up the blueprint of Aberdeen and having his own stamp on it and getting such success, it's caught everybody's attention. And of course, then comes the argument of how the fixtures have fell for him. No fault of his own. He has to beat the other teams that are in the league that Aberdeen have failed to beat in years gone by, and he's done that. So this is the challenge. Everyone's sitting up and taking notice. But, you know, if they do get beat, they shouldn't be dismissed for what they've achieved so far, because they are a good side. He's got them well organised. They play attractive football. They're doing it all off the back of losing their top striker, Miowski, and recouping, you know, fortunes for them. So it's a good club to be at just now. But you're right, Celtic are playing some unbelievable stuff. Okay, it wasn't eye-catching at Dingwall, but they got the job done. But Celtic Park's a different story, so of course you'd expect Celtic to win. But because they're tied neck and neck in the lead, in the league, we have this chat with Rangers. It's one of their toughest games because they're closest competitors at the minute. So a focus is Celtic. Brendan Rodgers' focus will be fully on this game, and the players will know what to expect for this game. It'll be a tough one for Celtic, but I still think they will come out and talk.
I think rather than sort of shooting down Aberdeen's achievements, though, Gordon, in this sort of notion that they've not played tough opponents, which I think is wrong anyway, I feel like we should just celebrate this, celebrate the fact that we're in mid-October and Aberdeen are going to go to Celtic Park in the top of the table clash, having not even lost a game yet.
Yeah, I think Brian...
Not dropped any points, sorry.
Brian sums up, they're there in merit, Gordon. And Celtic fans will be going along there and probably saying the same as everybody else. Celtic will need to play at their best. If they're below par, Aberdeen are well capable of going to Celtic Park and getting anything. But I just think Celtic are a different animal domestically at home. I think they play with such speed and everything about them, the quality they've got middle to front as well. I think they will have enough on the day. For Aberdeen, in my opinion, and everybody does question this, well, who have they played and they've not come up against the big teams yet, I think that's totally unfair in them. I think they've been absolutely terrific. The next four games, they've got Celtic, Dundee United, Rangers and Celtic in the semi-final. I think after those four games, I think we can sit and say, right, where are Aberdeen?
But I don't think it's been unfair. It's just a fact. They haven't played Celtic, they haven't played Rangers. Dundee United have been good this season. So they've got three big tests and Celtic. It's not taking anything away from Aberdeen. But I think Aberdeen fan, if you gave them an option, would you rather go all this time into the league in October without playing any of the two?
Sure.
Any team would say, of course, any manager would bite your hand off of that. No, you still need to get the job done.
I think I get that, but I feel like any team in our league, even if they handpicked the opponents that Aberdeen have had,
yeah,
wouldn't win seven
in a row. I totally agree with that.
Would be dropped points somewhere.
Oh, without doubt, and I'm giving them credit for that because I know how hard that is to do. But the fact is, these are the big ones that you've got to turn up. Now, I think they will lose the game, and I don't think they should be dismissed if they do lose the game, because Jimmy Thielen looks like he's putting something good together there.
Brian, sometimes there can be just a slight flatness after an international break. I mean, we're being really fussy here because Celtic have you know, won everything so far, but maybe that Hearts game after the last break, maybe it was a touch flatter. Can that happen? Is that a danger?
I love Scotland, but I don't love the Euro Nations thing. It seems like, you know, the league just gets going and then it goes flat. The week in April, it's 2 weeks, I can't remember now. But it just becomes, there's a flatness about it. But I know for a certain fact that Celtic will have worked so hard, and Brendan Rodgers will have absolute respect for his opponent, Jimmy, and Aberdeen's football team, because that's the way it should be. We should have a stronger league. If Aberdeen and Dundee United and Hibs and Hearts can all get their act together, You're not talking about the Celtic and then Rangers. Right now, it's Celtic and Aberdeen. Rangers shouldn't even come into the equation because it's not any day with them at the weekend. I think they play on Sunday. So if Rangers were sitting on 21 points, well, or 18 because they got beat off Celtic, then you would be sitting talking. But Rangers have not played the kind of football that Celtic's played, and they're certainly not playing the kind of football that tenacious, you know, winning. And it's like the olden days for Aberdeen fans, I would believe. My wee mate, Steph, I just want to say, big fist up to him. He's went away to Brazil and he's going to the Fluminense game on Saturday instead of being at Celtic Park as an Aberdeen fan. So I want to say, Steph, sell back.
He's getting as far away from it as possible, just trying to stay.
He's away in Brazil because I think it will be. But I don't think it will be a cricket score. I don't think, you know, some teams have come to Celtic Park and they'll get rattled. But Aberdeen are their own merit. And I honestly think this guy has got a wee bit of something about him. And Brendan Rodgers will have done all of his homework on him.
So I like Brian sort of alluded to it in talking about, you know, Rangers being further out the picture. That's why I love the potential psychological effects of this weekend. If Aberdeen were to, if they were to draw the game, for instance, what an opportunity Rangers have got to cut the gap on both. If Aberdeen were to win, my goodness, what that does to things. And then, of course, there's the possibility that Rangers drop points or whatever on the next day. I'm not going to talk about, you know, turning points and stuff like that in mid-October. It seems a bit dramatic, but you know what I mean. There's a lot of permutations.
Yeah, there could be a lot of swings at the weekend. Obviously, if Rangers win, something's got to happen above them. I think it's refreshing that Aberdeen are up there. I think it's refreshing that we're talking about something else rather than just the usual Celtic and Rangers. I totally agree with Brian. I was very unfortunate. I played in the era when Fergie under Aberdeen dominated and lost two Scottish Cup finals to him, and we'd come to Glasgow and take on Celtic and Rangers and beat them and ended up winning the league, and Dundee United then became a force as well. And looking back on it, the competition for Scottish football then was absolutely brilliant. So it's refreshing that Aberdeen have stepped up to the plate here. There's still a long way to go. I think if Aberdeen went to Celtic Park at the weekend and got anything, I think people would be then talking, oh, they could split Celtic and Rangers. And I still think that's encouraging. I don't think it'll happen, but I still think it's encouraging. I think it's good for the game. I think it's healthy.
Okay, thank you to Brian. We're going to hear from Derek McInnes. So I wonder what you think of that game on Sunday. Killy fans, can you get a result there against Rangers? Rangers fans, is that still a fixture that, you know, worries you a bit, fills you with a bit of apprehension? It's been a tough place to go at times, or are you feeling a bit more confident about things after the break? Do let us know right now how you see that one. Let me tell you about this first, though.
Win £300,000.
Tomorrow, we are paying out £300,000. You can do the calculations. How many hair transplants and private registration plates could Gordon DL buy with that? If you're not in the draw, it definitely won't be you that wins. That's stating the obvious. But the good news is there is still time to enter. Do it right now. And here's what you need to do. £300,000, remember. So text YES to 61025. The texts are £2 plus your standard network rate. You can enter at Clyde1.com. All the rules for this Rail Network competition are on our website, sorry. So you can call 0330 880 4523 as well, and the lines close at 5 p.m. tomorrow. No phrase or amount to remember. You don't have to pick up within the five rings. Just answer your phone and the £300,000 would be yours into your bank straight after the call. And it's a guaranteed winner. Someone will win it, and I know you'll be hoping it is you. So text YES to 61025.
Clyde One Super Scoreboards. Watch as well as listen. Check out our YouTube stream now. You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon DL are back together. It feels like you've been just split up ever so slightly, a bit of a different schedule for us. Good to know the kind messages from your adoring public are back on the subject of your, you know, your hair transplant. And your private registration plate. Richard says, in the next international break when it's quiet, you should play Diagnose DL because that man has issues, he says. Shouldn't really make light of it, probably. He'll come back to haunt us at some point, but there we go. That would be a good game, that.
Do you know something? I'm putting myself up there to get shot down, but I don't really care. These messages don't mean anything. It's all about me. It's all about how I feel, how I wake up in the morning. You know what I mean?
No,
you've
I don't
got
know
to
what
feel
you mean.
Good about
I
yourself.
I often don't know what you mean.
Wait till I come in and it's black. That'll turn you.
That will turn you.
What's black?
The hair.
All right. Okay. Do you know what, though? I'm gutted that we actually spent some time apart last weekend.
Why?
Are you amazed? 27 minutes past six and he's not mentioned it yet.
What'd he do?
The Petershill Pep. The Mary Hill Mourinho. Partick Thistle 5, Rangers 3, in the Scottish Youth Cup.
Right, you were hammering me as well, saying we were going to get humped.
You said you were going to get humped.
I'll take that back, it was me that said that.
5-3.
It was a
famous win.
A thriller in Pierce Hill.
They get pegged, but you got pegged back to 3-3
each. 3-3 in the 91st minute or something.
And then you went up and scored twice.
Then we scored straight for the kickoff, eh?
Well, Matt went up.
Yeah, I thought
was that tactical genius
that was
move?
That. Aye, no, boy put one in a free kick in the top bin for 25 yards. Right, free kick off after his losing the goal. We got a free kick, they scored. Rubber the green. But the boys done great. I was running up the line like Marino.
The helicopter.
On my knees.
Doing the what?
Helicopter.
Like, airplane.
What was it?
The helicopter is something entirely different.
Sorry, I get the wrong sort of a flight. The airplane.
Do not the get those two in
the helicopter.
Do not get them mixed up, please. This is a family show.
I would be in Berlin at the minute if I was in the helicopter at the side of Petershill.
Wow.
Well, sorry.
But a famous win for the young Jazz.
That was. They done very well. So, you know, well done to them.
Do you know what the best? What I was reading through the because. On a serious note, like, it caused a bit, not a stir, but there were a lot of Rangers fans I saw replying to the tweet saying, what's happening at this club? We, you know, the first team's not where we want it to be. Now we've got the youth team knocked out the cup off Partick Thistle. And there was just one guy and said, the worst thing about this is that Mark Wilson will be bleating on Super Scoreboard. Not good enough.
Oh, and that's right. I wasn't in on Saturday. See if I was Saturday. In on Saturday. Oh, you wouldn't have heard the end of it. But
I can't believe you never texted me. I thought I would have been waiting for
you. You were too busy at the weekend. Helicoptering about that wonder ball.
Let's go back to the phones. Martin is on. How are you, Martin?
How are we doing, guys? All right?
Good, thank you. You're an Aberdeen fan, Martin?
Yeah, I'm.
How much are you looking forward to the weekend?
I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait, to be honest. But I just want to take up something that Mark Wilson says. I've spoke to you a couple of times, Mark. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks, Martin.
And everybody just keeps rubbishing Aberdeen's chances. I don't think any of the support think we're going to win the league, but I think we will give it a good shot, a good challenge this season. The last team to beat us was Celtic, and that was back in March, in the cup semi-final. Since then, we've won 4 out of our 5 Bolton 6 games. The only blemish was Ross County. We drew 1 each with him. Going into this season, okay, we've not played anybody. A quote that the punters say that we've not played anybody with any significance. But you can only, Mark, beat what's in front of you. And that is 17 out of 18 games, if you want to put it that way. I think that is fantastic. Gone. And this team seem to have this winning mentality. Ross County, the last minute. Dundee and Hearts there before the break. I just think we've got experience with Nielsen and Keskinen. The players are playing for Jimmy Tilleen. I think, Mark.
Look, without a doubt, I agree with you. I don't know why you're aiming this at me, because I said Aberdeen have had to beat the teams who have been in front of them, whether in years gone by. They hadn't done that, so they take great credit for that. I merely pointed out it was a fact. I didn't never say that they've not played anybody. That's maybe other people who said that. But when Gordon was saying, okay, they've not played Celtic or Rangers, and they thought that was unfair, I said it's a fact. They haven't played Celtic or Rangers. And that's the biggest test. So I don't want my comments misinterpreted. Aberdeen have done great to to get to the position. Because I actually said 5 minutes ago, I know how hard that is. Being at a Dundee United, even being at a Celtic, having to win 7 league games in a row is incredibly difficult to do. But I merely pointed out that bigger tests are round the corner and they shouldn't be dismissed if they do lose the games, because I think Jimmy Thielen has pieced together a good squad and he plays in a good way. So I merely point out what's ahead.
I just feel like, Gordon, both things can be true. Yes, obviously you've got a much better chance of winning every game if you've not played Celtic or Rangers. It just feels like once it made more sense when it was like 3 games and 4. I think once you've done 7, and then Martin says, you know, add in the cup games as well, albeit some of them against lower league opposition, it feels like we should just mention it a bit less, if that makes sense. It feels like there shouldn't be as much of an emphasis on it. Yes, Mark is right, your best chance of losing a game is obviously against Celtic, but 7's a lot. You know, it's not like it's just a few.
From where Aberdeen's came from, Gordon, new managers come in, you know, changed the full club around, different style, brought in his own players, lost one of the top strikers in Scottish football, but replaced him. I think that what Martin's saying, I think there's a great bond up there just now with the players, the manager. They're all buying into the same thing, which leads to success. They deserve all the credit in the world. I don't think you can judge them, you know, what their league campaign's going to be in one game against Celtic Park, because Celtic Park are a very good side domestically, score a lot of goals, play a terrific brand of football that Celtic supporters love watching. I think that looking, we'll have a better idea of Aberdeen the next 4 weeks or so, because they have got a lot of good games coming up. They've got a lot of tough opponents. They've got, like, for instance, Dundee United, who are started brilliantly. They've got them. They've got then Rangers. Then they've got the big one at Hampden, the semi-final. So I think you can't just put everything on the weekend. I expect Celtic to win it, but I do agree. I think that it'll be a good season for Aberdeen. The big question is, can they split the top two? I don't think they can, but I think they'll give it a good go.
Nicky Devlin will come back in good mood, to say the least. Martin, won't he, after his international debut?
I think he only played about 3 minutes in at Hampden at the
midweek. Oh, there was 4 added on. Don't take it away from him.
Okay, then. So he had a fantastic challenge as soon as he stopped a goal straight away.
Yep.
I mean, that just epitomises the Aberdeen team this season. They're playing, the hunger, and they're driving for winning. But I think, I'm not going to come on here and say we're going to win the league or nothing, but we'll give Celtic a good game. The run has to come to an end, and it's whether we can adapt to that first loss when we lose, and then we go. But I disagree with Gordon. I think we will split the Old Firm. I think we can split the Old Firm, because I think we've got a good team. And if the good team stays fit and we keep on getting the wins and getting the points on the board, I think we can, just like the season 2016-2017 under Derek McInnes.
Well, that's how good a job that this manager's doing, because I think at the beginning of the season, there's not an Aberdeen fan who follows Aberdeen up and down the country and pays a lot of money with a come on this programme says, I think we can split the Old Firm this year. And obviously, Martin believes that because of the style of football, because of the manager, because of the players. I totally respect that. I really do. And I went back to what my comments were not that long ago. I think it's great for Scottish football. I want competition. I want Dundee United to be up there. I want Hearts, Hibs, Motherwell are flying as well. So, and St Mirren's been terrific in the last season or two. So for the sake of Scottish football, I like that, competitive and fans believing, listen, we can be in the top 6, we can split Celtic and Rangers. Whether you do, it's a different matter. I totally take on board and I respect that, Martin, but I'm sorry, over a course of the distance, I don't think you can.
The bit that combines international and domestic football or glues it together is when, you know, when those players return. I just even as the days go on, I just keep reading more. And you know, Nicky Devlin released by Stenhouse Muir.
Yeah, frightening.
Goes on to
brilliant. Great credit to the player, because
play a part in a clean sheet against Portugal.
Getting, not having a go at Stenhouse Muir before anybody phones up, but if you get released at that level, you think, where do I go from here?
Incredible. Brilliant. Anyway, thank you to Martin. What about Kevin, who's on the other line? How are you, Kevin?
I'm very good, thank you, gents. How are you?
No complaints here. Take it away. What you got?
No, it was just to your last caller, Martin. It's I know he's obviously an Aberdeen fan. He's very optimistic. But I don't see Aberdeen breaking all thumb for a start. I don't see them laying a glove on Celtic come Saturday, because I know I think it's 7 games we've played so far, and fair enough, they've won every game. That's fair play to them. But if I'm right, it's all been with one odd goal, really. They've not really dubbed a team. So the Aberdeen thing, I think, is just going to... Celtic will bust their bubble on Saturday. And I just think, eventually, like Gordon says, when the league plays out, it will eventually... I would love Aberdeen to break old firm, but I don't think they will. It will end up Celtic, Rangers, then Aberdeen are massive points behind. It's just, that's just the way the SPL works. It's just the way it is.
Yeah. I think that's quite interesting from as a Celtic fan, Kevin, because obviously, generally... And I sound like Hugh Keevan's trying to speak on behalf of all of a fan base. But, you know, you would sort of enjoy highlighting the negatives about Rangers. You would sort of enjoy putting them down. That's just the way rivalry works. But you do think talk of them being below Aberdeen is premature?
Oh, very much so. I do think, I do think Rangers will finish second in the league. I would love them to finish third, to be honest. But I do think they will finish second in the league. And... Aberdeen will be a distant memory by, I don't know, maybe January, February, something like that. I understand. But like Gordon says, it would be great for the SPL if there was more teams challenging the old firm, but it's just no going to happen anytime soon. It's miles away.
It's also, Mark, again, so tomorrow will be the day. Every manager up and down the country will bang on about one game at a time and all that sort of stuff, and good on them. But for us, we don't need to bother. It's Aberdeen and Atalanta for Celtic, so it kicks off a really... You know, what a week that is. And then, but then to almost kind of contradict that, I wonder if the last Champions League game shows that, that really does it have any impact on midweek what Celtic do? I mean, they could win comfortably as they did against St Johnstone and still go and have a tough night in the Champions League. So to look at that the other way, is it possible actually that still they're, you know, even if things don't go to plan against Aberdeen, you then can bounce back against Atalanta. Fans, I don't think will. Fans don't need to take it one game at a time.
Literally, it's two different competitions, two different levels, stratospheres apart. So I don't think it really affects you one way or the other. I think it's early on in the season as well, even when you come back from Champions League, you've still got enough in your tank. You know, it's not like you're January and you've played 30-odd games so far. So I don't think it really affects you. But both teams have got an interesting period coming up, you know, and we're going back to Aberdeen because we're giving them the credit they deserve. They play Celtic, then Dundee United, Rangers and Celtic again. Four big games, and Celtic have got equally big games coming up. That's why this one is so important for both of them, because of course they want to win. They want to continue that run domestically and they want to go forward. But again, I think Celtic have too much. You just look at the stats of Celtic, how they've played this season, and we could be wrong. Aberdeen might turn up, and Jimmy Thielen, if he is a top coach, might have a different game plan, or he might play open expansive football and go after Celtic. We just don't know how he's going to approach a game. That's, I think, what's the most intriguing thing, because he's a new manager to this country.
So in a roundabout way, despite it on paper being Celtic's most difficult opponent in terms of the league, you think stylistically it might not turn out to be that way?
It might not. I don't know how Jimmy Thielen will approach this game with fresh eyes.
Is it the old Celtic going to Dortmund and trying to do what they've been doing?
Could be.
And being wide open against a better team.
Now, I'm looking at Aberdeen's past couple of games, and I think the international break came at a good time for them. Away at Dens, they just got over the line. And at home to Hearts, they just got over the line. Okay. And I think a wee break was good for them to reform. But how's he going to approach Celtic Park? That's the interesting one.
Good question. Thank you, Kevin. Let's hear from Derek McInnes. He says Sunday's clash very much all about believing they can win. He does. He thinks they can do it on the return from the international break. And of course, looking to make home advantage count.
I think we might look back at the Dundee game saying that was when we really got a sale going. When we get one, we go and chasing two. We get two and you think, we're no settling for that. The boys, no. Did brilliantly in that last part of the game. Everybody needs that, you know. You need those 3 points. You need a winning performance. But there's no doubt, in answer to your question, if we can beat a team like Rangers, it just adds to that confidence and feel good factor. And you know, I'm sure the supporters will turn up here expecting us to make it a difficult game for Rangers. And if we can get those fine lines right and those small margins, it's a game we can win. I think any team when they come here, you hear opposition managers say it all the time, it's a tough game. They make reference to the surface, they make reference to Kilmarnock's strong home form. That pleases me no end, to be honest. You know, the fact that people do recognise we're a strong team at home, and it's important that we give Rangers exactly that, a tough game. You know, I expect us to do that.
Kilmarnock fans, Rangers fans, how do you feel? Early thoughts then about that one as we turn our attentions back towards the domestic discussion after the international break. Rangers fans, it's been a difficult venue over the years. Is it still one that sort of worries you, or is that stuff overplayed? Derek McInnes mentioning some of the factors there. How do you feel? Early thoughts about that one, and we will speak to you next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Head to at Clyde SSB on X now. 0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Well, Gordon Dalziel and Mark Wilson are here. You've caused a bit of an issue out there in
the country.
I think both of you really, probably you. Paul says he had to pull over because the tears were running down his face at the thought of Mark Wilson running the line doing a helicopter. Don't think about it, Paul.
I wouldn't have got off the ground.
And of course, he was never going to miss a trick. Curious creatures.
Yes, we've missed him.
I can't erase the image. It is seared into my brain. The Dazzler's use of language is outstanding once again. And all that I can think of as he strides up Airbus Road on his way to watch his heroes whilst in helicopter mode.
Slip of the tongue, yeah.
Something like that. Let's move on. Incidentally, we've got Champions League action tonight. Women's Champions League, Real Madrid are leading Celtic by a goal to nil. The second half just started. Of course, it was one of those things probably written. Scotland international Caroline Weir scoring the goal for Real Madrid, and what a stunning goal it was. But you had a feeling that she would play a part when these sides met. The only Scot, of course, in the Real Madrid team playing against Celtic. So Elena Sadiku's side, a goal down, 46 minutes gone, and kind of backs to the wall, as you would expect. But you never know, might be able to dig something out in this second half. We'll keep an eye on that one. 01419511025 on the phones. Let's go to Kenzie, who's on. How are you, Kenzie?
I'm fine, how are you?
Not bad, not bad. What are you thinking tonight?
I'm thinking, well, no thinking, I know John Suter is the GOAT of Scottish football.
Oh, he's the GOAT, right, okay.
I think he could go far in his career now.
Just now? That you only just decided after the whole keeping a clean sheet against Ronaldo episode?
Aye, John just had Ronaldo in his back pocket. He had to empty Ronaldo when he went home.
Swimming shorts into the bath.
I think he pretty much did, to be fair.
Aye, he's great. I mean, he's been pretty far so far. I mean, John Dundee United was at 16, he made his debut, and then moved on to Hearts, of course, and then Rangers. So he's a steady progression for him now. International football, I think it's deserved. I've always rated him. I like playing beside him. He always knew what he was. He was ball playing centre half, very cool in possession. Takes a chance, but I think he's getting that out of his game now. And he did terrific the other night.
I thought he was, yes. Obviously, I was on the show, I seen the second half report. I thought he was brilliant defensively. I think what's helped him just now is, in touchwood for the lad, he's staying away from the injuries. It's plagued him throughout his career. He's getting a run of games. I think moving to the right centre half as well. I always thought he looked out of place, left centre back. With Golson leaving Rangers, he's moved in there. Proper's in at left centre back. They're forming a partnership. He's taken that into the international scene. I thought he was terrific. I really did, over the two games. His strengths are coming out for the back. Modern day football, managers like centre backs to break into the middle of the park and make those passes. Mm. He's very good at it. Listen, it's still early yet, because he's all of a sudden, everybody's starting to talk about him again. You know, he had his critics, but I think it's because of the running for him, and also just staying away from those niggly injuries that's plagued them.
You got high hopes, Kenzie, that the Suter proper partnership can sort of blossom into something for Rangers this season? Because they actually have kept quite a few clean sheets recently.
I think that will be the will of Scotland, to be honest.
Well, I don't think the whole of Scotland will hope that. I mean, I get the whole point when he pulls on the international shirt for sure. But Mark, it's only Lyon that have scored against Rangers and a few. But obviously they were very good. It's only Lyon that have scored against Rangers since the Celtic game. I don't think, based on the feedback we get, I don't think either of them individually have been immune to criticism. I still think people feel maybe the jury could still be out a bit on Robin proper and maybe look for improvements there. John Souter's not always had an easy, you know, sort of time of it as a Rangers centre back, but that is a run of clean sheets, like we said domestically, with him going and doing that for Scotland the other night. Is it maybe an area that's on the right track?
I certainly think so. I think Daz is spot on with Souter, that he came to the club, he was playing left centre back. It's incredibly difficult to come and get into the Rangers first team anyway, but he's playing sort of position. I know how that would impact you in your weaker side, and I think we saw that in some of the games, some of the mistakes, and you always have to second guess yourself and come back. I think when you're playing that right side, he just looks much more comfortable. And I knew what he was in terms of a defender in the box. He's brave and he would win his aerial battles and that. But he's shown he's a proper centre. I think he's flourished that Goldson is away. I think he realises now that he's the main kind of centre half. He's the leader in there. And you're right about proper. I'm not too sure just now about proper. I think sometimes it looks like he struggles with his mobility a wee bit. But Souter, I think if you're going to pick any centre-back, it's him as a certain starter for Rangers and a real leader in that back line.
OK, thank you to Kenzie. What about Ronan, who's a Rangers fan? How are you, Ronan? Are you well?
I'm all right, yourself?
Not bad, not bad. Coming out of the break then, what's on your mind as a Rangers fan after that?
I just really think James Tavernier needs to be dropped for the benefit of the team and for himself, his own mental health.
Well, listen, I wouldn't want to project that side of things. I've got absolutely no idea how James Tavernier's feeling about everything. But it's going to, whether we're in a break, whether we're not, whether the games are coming thick and fast, one thing is for certain, we will get question marks over James Tavernier's place in the Rangers team on this show. Gordon?
I've got so much sympathy for Tavernier. It doesn't matter. Every time we're on this show, someone will come on with the same opinion that Tavernier, he's not a Rangers captain and should be stripped of the captaincy, should be removed from the full-back position. It never happens, right? I thought early part of the season, he was a way below par.
I think we were getting closer to it happening before the break.
I did. And I thought at one point that probably Clement would pull the trigger on him. I thought for the fact that he wasn't given the numbers that everybody talks about. He wasn't his usual self. I thought he was off it. But I think the manager just looks at him and thinks, you're an important part of the team. You are my captain and you play every single week. And I think at the end of the day, he's quite happy to go through the bad times with Tavernier and hopefully after international break. I can't see him leaving them out at Kilmarnock. I really don't.
Why now, Ronan? You know, maybe the break is a bit of a time to refresh, recharge, whatever, and you know, benefit from that. If he is getting older or whatever it may be, but you think now's the time?
I think he needs to. Well, he's not the player he was last year, giving you goals. Mm-hmm. He was never great going backwards. Why not get Dujon Sterling and get him right back?
Well, I wonder if there's Dujon Sterling, there's Casemiro as well. Because
he's like good, eh?
Sometimes what doesn't help, I'm not saying this is what sparked Ronan's call, but did you see, I think he got two assists.
Yeah.
For the Netherlands under-21s. So Rangers fans on social media are watching that. One was a particularly good cross.
Yeah.
And said, well, we've got this guy in the building, why not?
Well, we saw him playing left back away at Malmo and I thought he was really good.
Was he on the left for the Netherlands? I'm trying to think of where that cross came from.
It looked like he came in for the left. But naturally, if he can play right back, then fine. But he looks a good player, and you've got Sterling. And we've all had our comments on Sterling before. We think he's a terrific player. It's manager after manager, coach after coach that hangs their hat in Tavernier. I think you're right in terms of getting close, Gordon. I thought it might have been left out for the St Johnson game. I thought we were getting to that point.
So see, the fact that he wasn't though, and now we've had the break, like I say, is that would now be a strange time to do it? Or is actually this a predictable time to do it?
For me, I think he will play. I think you're tried, trusted players at Rugby Park, and I get the argument why you wouldn't put him in, but I think Clement will put him in.
Did you notice that Tony Docherty revealed. I don't know how much of a secret these are meant to be or not. I don't know. Probably not. That they played Rangers in a closed door friendly in Dundee 1. If you were the winning team, you would, you would put it out there. And he said that Tavernier played, and I saw some fans on social media saying, even in closed door friendlies in the international break, he plays. Can you not give this guy a rest? Listen, he might arrested from that day on until now. I've no idea, but
don't know if it's a bit of rest as much, but maybe the Rangers fans want to see something else, something different against a apparently a good, strong Dundee side. Maybe the opportunity to do it.
See, Andy Halliday told us they played Rangers in a closed door friendly at the last international break, but he didn't tell us the score. And there was a reason for that.
What was the score?
Left out. Nah, it was four or something. Just
4-0.
Nah, I think it was a one. I can't remember.
4-1.
That doesn't matter anyway. Steel men are flying. Right, 0141 951 1025. Thank you to Ronan. I'm sure you'll have thoughts on that topic because everybody does. But let's play this.
Beat the pundit with the Scottish Sun
for the best football news and opinion online. TheScottishSun.co.uk/football.
Okay, it's Beat the Pundit time. I'm looking forward to this. These two are refreshed after the international break. Let's see what they come up with tonight. 0141 951 1025. And the lines close at 7.
Clyde One Super Scoreboards. Watch as well as listen. Check out the Clyde One Facebook page now. Tackle the headlines. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon DL are here on 0141 951 1025. We're on Twitter as well, at Clyde SSB. We are, of course, still here. If you've got leftover thoughts from the international break, you can. But I know the way this works, I know loads of you have just been desperate to get back to focusing on the domestic game, so we're doing that as well. Looking ahead to, of course, the top of the table clash between Celtic and Aberdeen, and asking you Rangers fans, is Killie still a venue that makes you a bit nervous, shudder a bit at the thought of how difficult it can be, or is this team heading in the right direction and you're feeling much more confident? Do let us know. Lovely to hear from Kilmarnock fans as well, if you could, whilst we play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun
for the best football news and opinion online. TheScottishSun.co.uk/football.
The great thing is about last night's Beat the Pundit is the standard was so low that things can only improve tonight. It was Jim Duffy 1, the contestant 0.
That's
it was
a good game.
Not a classic, I have to say. So I'm hoping for a more high scoring affair here. Declan is in Bellshill. How are you, Declan?
I'm not bad. How's things?
Not bad. Have you played before?
Nah, not before.
Right, okay. You're still 7th in the table, Gordon.
I've won 585, mate.
Mark, you can leapfrog Marvin into 4th place tonight, apparently.
Marvin ahead of me.
How can you pick up 15 points and still be 7th? 5 out of 5 and I'm 7th.
You don't get 3 points for a win in this, so.
No, you do.
Right, well, let's find out who you're going to play. Declan, heads it will be Mark Wilson, and tails it will be Gordon DL. And it is. It's the Dazzler. Heads, tails, sorry. Declan against.
No, oh,
it's
heads.
It was a slip of the tongue rather than.
I'm not bothered. I've seen it. It was a big heads.
It wasn't. Wait, but I'll do it again.
I'll
play anybody else in the deck.
Look at that. Actually managed another tails.
I'll play deck. He'll ball it anyway. You can hear it in his voice.
Right, you've got 30 seconds, Declan. So just before we start it, we'll give Gordon DL some other noise so he doesn't know what we're saying. You have that 30 seconds. We ask you to answer as many as you can. Pass if you don't know the answer. That's fine. And let's see how you get on. Ready?
Right, perfect.
Let's go. Your 30 seconds starts now. Who did Kilmarnock sign from Rangers in July 2024?
Pass.
Who's got the better win percentage at Aberdeen, Barry Robson or Jimmy Thielen?
Robson.
At which team did Callum McGregor play alongside Jack Grealish?
Notts County.
Who's higher in the FIFA World Rankings, Scotland or Norway?
Norway.
Which country was Philippe Clement born in?
Belgium.
Which team does Duncan Ferguson manage?
Forest Green.
Celtic women play Real Madrid in the Champions League tonight. What was the score the last time the men's teams met?
2-0.
Oh, aye, 2-0 Madrid. Okay, let's bring him back. Gordon DL, can you hear us? No?
Sorry.
That's fine, you're back with us. Tough tonight.
It's tough.
30 seconds on the clock and your time starts now. Who Who did Kilmarnock sign from Rangers in July 2024?
I'll pass.
Who's got the better win percentage at Aberdeen, Barry Robson or Jimmy Thielen?
I would say Jimmy Thielen.
At which team did Callum McGregor play alongside Jack Grealish?
Notts County.
Who is higher in the FIFA World Rankings, Scotland or Norway?
Norway.
Which country was Philippe Clement born in?
Belgium.
Which team does Duncan Ferguson manage?
Inverness.
Celtic women play Real Madrid tonight. What was the score the last time the men's teams met?
The last time the men met where? 5-0.
You can't give him
that. Do you know the worst thing about that is I call him out for doing that every time he does it.
I couldn't understand what you were trying to say.
And then he tries it again the next week. You think I'm daft? You think that buys you more time?
You cannot give him that.
Was it 5-0?
We'll find out in a second. Declan, how do you think your performance was?
Do I know the worst thing about it was I was actually at the Madrid game and I forgot the score.
A few cervezas though in you, I think.
Declan,
numb the pain.
See the red button in your phone? Just press it. It gets embarrassment out of
Well, I didn't think you were great either, I have to say.
But I've wiped Declan again.
Kilmarnock to Rangers, July.
What done? 24.
A goalie, is it?
Oh, McCrory.
Robbie McCrory.
Oh, wouldn't it?
None of you got it. Declan, I have to say, I think this is where I feared for you. Jimmy Thielen's won every game.
Barry Robson.
Barry Robson.
You've gone Barry Robson. Jimmy Thielen's not lost. He's got a 100% win record.
I had no idea who it was. I just thought it was a manager for the past.
Oh, dear.
Who, Jimmy Thielen?
Sorry, I don't know my Aberdeen.
They're literally in the league. They're playing Celtic.
You're playing them. You're playing them on Saturday.
You don't concentrate on who the managers are, are you?
He's got to get sat nav to get back to
a real football fan.
Some of our pundits don't either, to be fair. So it is unsurprisingly Jimmy Thielen, 100% record. Callum McGregor played alongside Jack Grealish. I mean, you knew that, Declan. This is where I was a bit confused here. You were good at that one. You both knew that Norway are, I think, 5 places above Scotland.
Right.
But I mean, they didn't get to the Euros, but never mind. Philippe Clement, Belgium, both of you got it. So it's still 4-3, Gordon DL. Duncan Ferguson manages.
Oh, he doesn't know the managers. He's no chance.
Ah, you're right. Well, do you know what? He knew his previous team. He called him, he said Forest Green.
He did manage them, though. But he did manage them.
He did manage
them. I know he did.
The question, though, who did he manage?
Yes, who does he manage?
Inverness.
Oh,
by the way, Declan, I'll play any of them.
Declan might be my favourite. I just love his logic. 5-1 Real Madrid.
Oh, did Declan get that?
Do you remember it now, Declan? Don't pay attention.
Jota scored a free kick.
Jota scored a free kick, see? Remember it now, Gordon?
Aye. Yeah, who's the manager of Celtic, Dick? I don't know. Another victory for the Dazzler.
Declan, how do you think Celtic will get on against Jimmy Thielen's Aberdeen at the weekend?
I do think it'll be a tough game. To be fair, Aberdeen have been playing quite well. It's kind of refreshing to see somebody that's not Celtic or Rangers actually starting the season quite well. And I don't know. I think Celtic will obviously win, but
not refreshing enough to know who the manager is, though.
Yeah.
But he's impressed. I do like that. I have to say, just for
I'll still take the Forest Green.
What, you just want to take the wrong answer? Okay, I'll take the 5-0. You, know, you take the Forest Green.
Because is that his only previous managerial job?
Yes, that was his first job.
It would be much better if that was a different manager. You know, like a manager who's managed 15 different teams, and you just pick one because I said, who did he manage? Just any of them.
So I just thought it was our own question.
Oh, Declan, you're some man. Listen, you enjoy the weekend, and we'll speak to you soon.
Unlucky, Declan.
See you guys. See you later on.
Take care.
Take care.
Hey, thank you. It's a brilliant answer.
Who did he manage?
Quick as a flash. Who did he manage? Oh, Forest Green.
Because there's a bit of knowledge in there, obviously. Brilliant. I mean, that's harder than the actual answer, in a way.
That
is.
Yeah. I like people when they got Forest Green. That was his first job, wasn't it?
I love the Jimmy Thielen one, because you wouldn't have heard it, but it wasn't like, oh, what's his name? It was just like, straight in, Barry Robson. No danger whatsoever. Right, anyway, 01419511025. That is the number that you need. You can tweet us at Clyde SSB. be? We want to get your thoughts on the return of domestic football. Of course, if there is anything left over, like we always say, if there's anything left from the international break, you can share that with us as well. It was a relatively positive end. I keep, as usual, there's always people going, can't believe we're celebrating a draw, but it's just the exact same. Because let's not kid ourselves. If you were a Celtic or Rangers fan and you're in the Champions League and you drew with, I don't know, pick a team, who would be the kind of,
I think,
top
Celtic
tier?
You would go,
oh, what a brilliant draw that was. So you just can't have it both ways. But
I think the forum that we went into the Portugal game, we were under a lot of pressure because, what was it, 1-15, Gibraltar, people were giving the manager a bit of criticism. For me, I thought, right, you've got to stop the rot. You've got to get something positive. I like the look of the fact that he's went to a back four. I think we look a lot better, more compact. There was a lot of good performances. We introduced Young Doak over the last two games, which was very good to see as well. Look, yeah, we defended deeply at times the other night there, but I think we had to finish the game with something positive. You don't celebrate nil-nils, but under the circumstances, I think it was a good, good point for us.
Do you know my favourite moment? And I said this last night, and I've got an update because I wanted to test the power of this show. You see the bit where the guy ran on, tried to get the selfie with Ronaldo.
Yeah.
And the steward came out the opposite corner like prime Usain Bolt. Honestly, the turn of pace on this guy, hunted him down straight away, smashed him, dragged him down just before he got to Ronaldo. Did you not see it?
No, it didn't show.
Oh, it was incredible.
It cut away.
Of course.
Was that a steward, or have you seen these clips of Messi where Messi's got a bodyguard?
No, this is definitely a steward.
It
was a steward because he comes from the opposite corner. He's nowhere near Ronaldo. You know, he's just, watch this. Look at the pace. See him coming from the far side. How quick he is.
Oh, there he is. Takes him out. Yeah. No, the guy's still got his phone, though. He's still trying to get a selfie.
Right, so last night I said on here, partly joking, the power of this show, the steward, you must be out there.
Ah,
you'll be listening.
Tell me he's on.
Let's hunt him down, sort of thing. As soon as I got in last night, I get a message. No, in fact, 10 o'clock last night, I'm the steward you're looking for.
Oh, really?
Is
he coming on the show tonight?
No, this is because I think there's more to this guy.
Oh,
I just think, like,
he's a bodyguard, or he's
kind of like Liam Neeson. That's the vibes I'm getting.
Got to track us down.
Because so straight away, his profile popped up, and I said, you can't even really tell what his name is. I mean, there's clues there, but the profile picture's not him. It's just a cat, a black cat.
Oh, that is mysterious,
right? And then the name is like, it's just like symbols. I don't even know. Is that like Japanese, or is it just like symbols? I don't even know what it is.
Right. That sounds good.
Exactly right. So I'm thinking, like, this guy. And then you click on the profile, and there's just pictures of him, like,
man.
No, like martial arts pictures.
Oh, even better.
Like topless, like ripped, like martial arts type pictures. So I'm thinking, I'm not. That's far from it.
But
right?
He's just stewarding, and he's extra
just
time.
Came out the crowd, gunned down this guy. So then the message he sent me, I'm thinking, this is Liam Neeson. I just said, thanks for getting in touch, sort of thing. And he said, he replied,
I'll track you down.
Success happens when opportunity meets preparation. I was praying someone would try and got my wish.
He sounds like a psychopath now.
Wouldn't he be shouting that out loud?
I take that back.
I'd be showing that car
but
park.
He was waiting on somebody. He was preparing for somebody attacking.
But that's his job. He's got to prepare for every...
Up your game. You better be in the gym. Martial arts.
But if you're going to a game involving Ronaldo, you know, because that's becoming, unfortunately, it is becoming a bit of a thing, isn't it? Where people run on
it.
And try and get the picture.
It's not great, but if it happens, that's the type you want on your side.
What about that?
Ready to go.
I'm impressed with that.
But he must have been just waiting there.
I'm just imagining him in his
Somebody
room.
Please somebody.
Aye. Ready to pounce. Like a coiled spring.
Tied round his head, rocking back and forward, just waiting for the
visualising
it.
And he's kept high vis on the whole way as well.
What a turn of pace it was.
Well, it was good. I liked the guy with the phone, though. He's still trying to take the photo when he's been rugby tackled.
I need to tell Roger
Hanna,
because Roger Hanna's newspaper, I've just seen it. I'm the guy who tried to get the selfie. It cost me a night in the cells. I still think that we went the wrong. I think we picked the right side. I'm glad we tracked down the steward. I think that's
so he isn't he coming on. That'd be a great side to the story.
Imagine he came on with the full Liam Neeson.
The lights. Surely we can distort his voice.
Imagine the lights.
We did that in Crime Watch.
I will find you. I will track you down.
I don't want to hear you.
And I will. But that rugby tackle you.
Sensational.
Brilliant, isn't it? Do you think it's genuinely him? You think it's got in touch with you? No, somebody winding you up?
No, 100%.
That's a real person.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think you can tell. Just the way, how's it going? I'm the steward you're looking for. And then
I would say that.
I would reply and say, we're not looking for you.
Seeing amongst your midlife or three quarter, four fifths life crisis that you're having.
Yeah.
Maybe you could get that like tattooed. Success happens when opportunity meets preparation.
It's good, isn't it?
I do like the other line though. I was praying someone would try and got my wish.
See, that's where I think praying for somebody to run on the pitch is a bit weird, isn't it?
Absolutely love that. From
maybe he set that up. Maybe he did.
Well, maybe she's mate. Ah, he's there mate. You go.
I think so.
Yeah, a wee bit of publicity.
Listen, one night
on
sales.
TikTok. Okay.
But this is no. But that's the point. I think this guy's like under the radar. I don't think he's.
Where's the steward in this week though? That's where we no steward. We need to find him. It.
Or broth.
He's just praying for a flock of seagulls to.
He's got false ID and everything. Nobody knows him. Mm-hmm. He'll have about 5 passports.
I agree with that.
He will. He'll have 5 passports.
Listen, I hope he just now. Like works in Greggs or something and just a normal guy.
Lollipop man.
Right, kids. He doubles up with his high-vis jacket in the morning and steward.
Is that why you said? Because I was going to say you tried to crack that lollipop man joke a minute ago and no one really noticed. Oh, right, okay. I just wondered why you were so hell-bent on it being about lollipop men. Anyway, right, sorry, Brian, I'm really, really distracted here, but you want to bring it back to the football, which I'm glad of. What have you got for us tonight?
I'm just laughing away here.
It's a strange place to be, Brian, it really is. What are you thinking about this weekend?
Well, we got a strange man, a perfect Thistle man. I think Aberdeen will split the two of them.
All right, so you're a Thistle fan, but you think, like, as a neutral, you can see Aberdeen doing it this season?
Oh, I don't like Aberdeen, but I think they can do it, yeah.
Mm, okay, what makes you think that?
Well, you look at Alex Ferguson. Now, nobody knew him. He went out, won European titles with him, won a league with him, split Rangers and Celtic. Who's to say this is not another guy like him? Do you know what I mean? That can come in, motivate a team, and can actually split the two or even win the league even. I'm optimistic. I really think they've got a good chance.
You know what? I hope it is. Because I know every other league in Europe is dominated by the big two. But when you look at Germany and you see Bayer Leverkusen last season coming to the fore, and you look at...
titles did Bayern Munich win before that, though?
Exactly. But we've had flash in the pan. You look at Leicester breaking the big four, and you look all around. There's been clubs that have came to the fore. We are one of the standout leagues. It's just Celtic Rangers for that length of time. So, of course, everybody would sit up and take a wee bit more notice. Even south of the border, I think it'd bring more attention to your game if Aberdeen were up there in a serious challenge. I think you need a huge slice of luck in terms of your squad and keeping them fit as well. Because no doubt when you're winning every game, everybody's feeling great. You get one or two injuries. Now, Guy's got injured, hasn't he? And he's out for, 8 weeks? But again, they've still managed to win without him. I thought they might struggle without him. He can't afford to lose his really important players. And if he keeps them fit, you just never know. You need to take it in blocks as well, don't you? You need to take this next bunch of games, Celtic, Dundee United, Rangers, Celtic in the Cup, I think before the international break again. And then you need to try and get to the new year. Pretty sure that's how Thielen will be looking at it.
I've got no desire to sort of shoot down the new Aberdeen manager, Gordon, and I love the positivity and it's great. So, and I again, you know, from that kind of neutral and entertainment perspective, hope it lasts. But there is obviously a bit of you that just has to check yourself if we're saying, oh, he could be the next Sir Alex Ferguson. You know, I don't know. We're talking obviously about someone who went on to be arguably the greatest of all time, maybe in a different era as well, where yes, I'm sure there would have been a financial disparity? Probably. I don't really know too much about the bank balances, but certainly nothing like
where it is just now.
Like now.
Yeah. Listen, I think we all echo the fact that the job he's doing just now, he's got off to a terrific start in his managing career. But to say that they're going to win the league, that will not happen. Mark makes a good case there for other teams like Leicester. We never have thought that would have happened. But it will not happen in Scotland, especially the way Celtic are under a manager. I think their only hope would to be to split Celtic and Rangers. And I still think that's a massive ask. I don't think that will happen either. But I think he's building something very good at Aberdeen. I think everybody's buying into it. And I think that Aberdeen will get stronger and stronger. He's just in the door. Over the coming months, another couple of transfer windows, I think they could have a big season. You know, their semi-final of the Cup. It's at Hampden against Celtic and their big ask. But all of a sudden, they could end up, you know, winning that game in a one-off. But I just don't think they're ready to split Celtic and Rangers just now.
I don't mind your positivity though, Brian. Thank you for getting in touch, Celtic fans. It's got away from Celtic a bit in the second half already. Now, Real Madrid 3, Celtic 0 in the Women's Champions League. A poor mistake at the back, gifting the ball straight to Real Madrid, who lobbed the goalkeeper and made it 3-0 with 10 minutes to go. 0141 951 1025. Good time to call. We'll get you on next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboards. Watch as well as listen. Check out our YouTube stream now. Taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon DL are here. It's 0141 951 1025 is the number that you need. I like this question from an old foe on the full-time teaser. Not heard from him as much recently. The Crazy Pony, remember him?
Oh, the pawn.
Okay, he's sent in. It's a good one because there's a few possibilities here, but I'll just read the question. We'll see how you get on. Can you name the last 10 capped Scotland players to score against Portuguese opposition in a competitive match? I just want you to think
McTominay.
Very carefully about exactly what that says. You're murder for this, quite frankly. McTominay. So Mark Wilson, please help him. I know. Can you name the last 10 capped Scotland players to score against Portuguese opposition in a competitive match? Scott McTominay, yes, for Scotland against Portugal.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so games against Benfica, Porto.
Oh, hold on, I don't understand the question. Read that.
Shock.
That's why right. He asked me to explain it. That's right. Why I was okay. Trying to do it in a kind
the
of
last
run a bit
10 late. Scotland, capped Scotland players. Right, that scored against Portugal.
Is that what I said though? And then I repeated it.
Well, I'll tell you what, I was lucky with McTominay, wasn't I?
Against Portuguese opposition.
So Portugal,
so
would, Portuguese.
Portugal,
right,
Portugal
right,
would still
right,
count.
Right, yeah, right, okay.
What?
Stephen Pearson.
Oh, wonderful. Benfica 2006. Who else scored that?
Stephen Whittaker.
Against?
Porto away, Sporting Lisbon away.
Brilliant, great goal as well, wasn't it?
And Kenny Miller. Did Kenny Miller score in that game? Again, that Benfica game?
How could he? Your partner is on fire tonight.
Hold on, I started it all off.
Same can't be said for you. Okay. Yeah, only because you misunderstood the question.
No, exactly.
But there we go.
For a hoof and running.
Scott McTominay, Stephen Whittaker, Stephen Pearson and Kenny Miller. That is a great question. So join in and see how you get on. Who are the last 10 capped Scotland players to score against Portuguese opposition? So that could be a Scotland player against Portugal. It could be a Celtic or Rangers player against Portuguese opposition. It could be even deeper than that.
Oh,
that's all I'm going to say.
How deep?
Deeper than that?
How's deep?
Deep's the wrong word, clearly. But there could be
below that
different layers to that. You know, there could be other circumstances which might allow someone to qualify for this list. Okay.
Do you understand that?
No.
You're not meant to. It's meant cryptic. To be cryptic. Go along the same lines you were on for now.
Right.
Because there's still a couple more
I've
of them.
I've got one.
Go.
Ryan Gold.
See. He's thinking.
Deep.
He's thinking
that
outside the box. He's scuba diving.
Yes.
This guy.
Who did he score?
He played in Portugal.
So he did.
Yes. Ah, cryptic. I've just broke the crypticness of that there.
I've just broke the crypticness.
Wow.
Perfectly spoken.
There's a lot going on with that, but we'll leave
it.
Thanks. I'm having the time of my life here.
Thanks to the Crazy Pony, and it's full time at Clyde1.com if you want to get your teasers in to be used on the show. Of course, we're taking your tweets at Clyde SSB, and of course, taking your calls as well. Give us all your thoughts. Oh, I'm now getting various people claiming that they are the stewards, but nah, I'm not having that. I believe this guy.
People taking the
try to take the credit loads of them.
That?
Yeah, nonsense. Not having it. Not shattering this illusion. No way.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
What are the fake stewards saying?
Mm-hmm. He's talking rubbish. That was me instead.
Oh,
and I'm a lollipop man.
as usual, though, the constant, relentless messages coming in from people who just want to tell me that they've seen you two out and about randomly. Basically,
I don't go.
Not genuinely, so many people. Who was the one that said, someone sent me a message to say that they, I think you're not going to be happy with this actually, though, Gordon, sort of.
Oh, well, watch what you're saying before I.
Quite critical. No, I just said they saw you in Starbucks in Palmadie swaggering about like you owned the place. That sounds about right.
That does sound like you.
Yeah, that was me.
In most places. Yeah.
I don't know about swagger.
Make it extra hot. I bet you were saying
that's exactly.
Did you?
I brought my coffee back.
It was Dell who says that he saw your private Reggie, and then he says you swaggered into Starbucks, sorry, like a throwback to the 80s. He's having himself these days, eh? He says. Dell's onto you.
Tell Dell I'll get, what'd you call him, Liam Neeson?
And then Will. Will says he actually saw you. He's taking a picture of your new registration plate.
I would buy that.
Does it end in Daz, yours?
I'm not going to tell you
the start. It must end in Daz, no new. Yeah.
It does. Of course it does.
So this guy reckons he's behind you at the roundabout. DH69DAZ 0141 951 1025. If you want to get your thoughts in, please do. Is it 4-0 now, Mark, to Real Madrid in the Women's
4-0,
Champions
but
League?
A 4-0, it could be anything. The Celtic's just died. Up
penalty, the fourth
here.
One was
penalty. You know what? I didn't think I seen the contact, and seen the replay again. It was an arm right across the face of the Real Madrid attacker. So they're finding it incredibly difficult. Just too big and golfing class here, unfortunately, for Celtic.
Right. Okay. Tony is on the line. How are you, Tony?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
Good. Thank you. What made you call tonight?
Obviously, there's a talk about Aberdeen and Celtic.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, Aberdeen will not get anywhere near Rangers, and they won't get near Celtic. They shouldn't get near Rangers either.
You're a Rangers fan, Tony?
Yeah.
So you're feeling pretty confident that this will be sort of fixed, if that's the right word for you, soon?
Yeah.
Or can they make it nervy for a while? How do you see it panning out?
The way I see it is, Rangers have got a chance of winning the league still. We're not even halfway through the season yet. Well, we're just about halfway, aren't we?
No, we're not halfway, no. We're still a good bit off that, so you're right.
So we should... I think if he gets the team right now, we should win the league. But it would involve him dropping Tav. Tavernier needs to get dropped.
So Rangers won't win the league if they keep James Tavernier in, but they might win it and could possibly win it if they drop him.
I think they need to drop Tavernier for a couple of games. I just don't think he's cutting it now for Rangers.
I obviously hope as many people as possible listen to this show, but I do wonder how James Tavernier would feel if he did. Having not done anything wrong for the last 2 weeks, because he couldn't possibly, because he's not played, apart from that behind closed doors friendly that we spoke about. But like, it's like, and I know it's only two callers, I'm not saying it's hugely representative, but it's two sort of random calls, if you like, already. That's the first thing they want to get off their chest.
Yeah, but it's been ramped up by Tony saying that, look, if they drop him, they've got a good chance of winning the league. So he must feel really important. Look, I thought Tavernier would have probably been taken out the Rangers side. I totally agree with everybody that says he's not played particularly well from the start of the season. I thought he was off it, below par. He wasn't creating the chances. He's not scoring the goals. Totally take that on board. I thought the ideal situation would have been against St Johnstone. Never happened. So I don't see it happening at Rugby Park. Now, where I do agree with Tony, I agree on one thing. I don't think Aberdeen will split Rangers and Celtic, but I disagree with him because I don't think Rangers are strong enough just now to win the league. I think Celtic are too strong.
That's why this weekend can be significant, Mark, because no one's You know, obviously you can spin it any way you want. We don't know if it's win, lose or draw either way on Saturday. And then of course what Rangers, but Rangers will just be sort of hoping, and this is where that thing about playing second comes from, that they cut somebody's gap to 2 points. Yeah. You know, come Sunday night, that's that's the way they'll have to feel about it just now until the reality of both games kicks in.
Yeah, the certain weeks are significant in any league season, and this one has came about, I think, because of Aberdeen's form, obviously, granted this clash at Celtic Park and how Celtic are, where Rangers have found themselves in the fixture that they've found themselves playing on Sunday as well. Kilmarnock, I'm sure Philippe Clement and his staff would have looked at Kilmarnock, as all managers do, away, and thought, that's a tough game. But I don't think they could have envisaged what could have been really at stake if Aberdeen had to win, or Celtic had to win, and they had to drop points this early on in the season. So, of course, this may go down as an important one when you look at what could happen after the game at Rugby Park on Sunday. Look, Rangers just need to try and shut all that out and try and concentrate on themselves, because they've got an incredibly difficult game against Derek McInnes' side, to snatch victory, you know, in the dying minutes against Dundee, so they're feeling better about themselves. And the Celtic and Aberdeen game, just let that play out. So it's got the feeling of something special this week, but of course Tony's right, it's a long way to go. There's only 5 points in it at the minute, so anything can happen in the months down the line. But this weekend, so important that Philippe Clement gets the positive result himself.
Tony, as a Rangers fan, what does a trip to Kilmarnock do for you in terms of optimism? You're pretty confident about that, or is that still seen as one of those really kind of problematic grounds for Rangers? Tony. Hello, Tony. Can you hear us? Oh, he's gone. He's still there somewhere now. He's not.
He's still there?
I think he's dropped off the line, has he? I don't know. We can try and get him back on 01419511025 if you so wish, Tony. Maybe he has. Yeah, I think he's disappeared. We'll get him back. We'll get him
back. Minutes have ran out.
4-0, full time. That's finished. That Celtic women's game in the Champions League.
Top up
his foot.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I've not heard of that for ages. My minutes are going to run.
Now you got a top out. Up.
I got into a shop, Fiverr card.
That's like, even nowadays, I think, so my wife is currently always bemoans the fact that she's run out of data. And I'm like, just surely everyone's, you're like that though.
Ah, you do.
You come in here, you switch your data off and try and get members of staff to log you into the Wi-Fi.
I know, because I've only got 5 gig.
No, I think you've only got one.
I've got five. I'm up to five.
Don't make me ask you how you're burning through five in a month, right? Because you don't. I think you've got one and you came in
here. Oh, no, I'm not burning through it, but I've got five.
Always moaning about it.
I'm always protecting it.
I just thought
I can't listen to podcasts now.
Pushing the window with the big.
I've got loads of gigs.
I'm changing mine.
I've got loads of gigs.
Give us some.
Tony is back. Tony, how do you feel about a trip to Rugby Park? Is that, how tough a place is that seen to be for you?
Well, it's one of the worst places for injuries. It's been seen. The amount of players that have been injured on that pitch.
I mean, I don't know. I can remember Jamie Murphy. Are there any others?
Jamie Murphy was out for the season.
Yeah, and Huckle, it's one of those things. Are you ground in circles and trying for us to know the impact? I was talking more as a football challenge, Tony. How much do you think?
No.
You know, are Rangers big favourites? Is it a place that worries you, or?
No, we should hammer them easily.
Oh, okay. Perhaps it's entirely possible. It just, Kelly obviously seen as there's, Derek McInnes said it and he takes pride in it. There's, even if it is the pitch, as soon as somebody mentions it, they think, well, good, fine, because it's already just in your head then. Mm. Kelly's home record has been pretty good, well, very good over the last couple of seasons. They weren't getting results at the start of this season, but you wondered what impact the European games were having initially. Then after that, there was a couple that, you know, they kept getting players sent off. So are they on the right track still?
Well, I think getting their first league one helped them up at Dundee. Mark rightly said, looked like that was going to escape them as well. Look, I don't think Derek will know this. They've not started the season particularly well, but Rugby Park is a difficult place to go because I think their home record in the last year is very, very good. Not many teams turn up there and win. And I still fancy Rangers to go and win the game, I've got to be honest. But I think Rangers will need to go down there and play at their best. I remember going down and watching Celtic, who was full of confidence, and the second half, Kelly changed one or two things about, and they ended up beating Celtic, and they were absolutely brilliant on the day. So they're capable of it down there at Rugby Park. I think it'll be a toughie, because Derek's a very experienced manager. I think he's got good players. He's got players that can cause problems. So Rangers will need to go down there, but if Rangers are at it, for me, I think Rangers edge out and they'll win it.
Okay, 01419511025. Can you name the last 10 capped Scotland players to score against Portuguese opposition? So it's worded very carefully for a reason, because it takes in Scott McTominay for Scotland against Portugal. It takes in Portuguese opponents in the European games for our Scottish teams, like Stephen Whittaker against Sporting, Stephen Pearson and Kenny Miller against Benfica, and Mark Wilson cracked the code, Ryan Gold, whilst playing in Portugal, of course. Any others?
Is that the only cryptic one that we have to, well, we've cracked that? Do we need to crack another one?
There's just another
slightly one
criteria that, or another bracket that you need to find. So you've got
right, somebody that was playing in another country somewhere, like
Maybe.
You know, a Jack Henry type that's played somewhere else.
I mean, it wouldn't have been where I started on that.
Is that the sort of, am I starting to go down the right road here, Mark?
Well, a Scotsman could play Portuguese opposition
in Europe
for a non-Scottish team. Though, couldn't they?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So is that what you were meaning?
Exactly.
Okay.
I'll give you some thinking time and we'll get the rest of the answers, hopefully, next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Head to @ClydeSSB on X now. Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Into the last part of the show with Gordon DL and Mark Wilson. Gordon DL tried to predict exactly what I would say there, and I thought I'll just lean into it for you, and
that
you
can was good,
good, give you your moment. I usually send to the final part if you want to be pedantic about it. But anyway, 01419511025 is the number. Still time to squeeze a call in if you fancy, or Twitter @ClydeSSB if you want to chip in some thoughts there as well. 4-0 to Real Madrid in the Women's Champions League against Celtic tonight. That one's finished. Speaking of European opponents, it's a great question, this. I love it. Can you name the last 10 capped Scotland players to score against Portuguese opposition? So Scott McTominay for Scotland against Portugal. Then you go in the different direction. What about Stephen Whittaker, Stephen Pearson and Kenny Miller against Sporting and Benfica? And then Ryan Gold, who played in Portugal, so scored against Portuguese opposition. What else have you got?
Darren Fletcher.
Good. Against Benfica as well for Man United.
You are good.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I know.
I'll go with the wrong question. Andy Robertson.
No.
Yeah, I knew you were going.
But
I'm down the right track.
Yes.
Did you play with Liverpool?
No.
Right, okay. John McGinn?
No. So closer to Andy Robertson than John McGinn would be, in a sense, in a positional sense.
Oh, I know. Tierney.
Kieran Tierney scored for Arsenal against Benfica.
Yes, that's right.
There you go. Okay, what's flying, that three to get?
What many we get?
Three
more.
Three to go.
Oh, we're not that flying. We need to get that transport thing back again.
What transport? What?
The aeroplane.
The helicopter.
The helicopter.
I wish you wouldn't bring that up again.
I don't want to see that.
Right, three to get.
I don't want to see that.
Let's take a quick look around the other headlines from today. A former teammate of yours, Mark Wilson, Aidan McGeady, announced his retirement. Perhaps not hugely surprising given that he's left Ayr, obviously. Yeah. You would wonder maybe what the next one was, but yep, calling it a day.
It's been a fantastic play.
You two are like children. Just please carry on.
He's trying to make me laugh. I've been disrespectful to Aidan McGeady.
I like
it. But like, a fantastic player. I mean, I had the pleasure of playing against him, with him, at 93 caps. Is there something like that for the Republic of Ireland? Incredible. Went to the Euros with him. And then, you know, excelled at Celtic, playing the Champions League, won, well, you know, maybe 4 league titles, something like that. But then leaving for such a big fee to a country that Scottish players don't really go to, or had they even been to. So it takes great courage to do that. Premiership player as well with Everton and so on and so forth. So a wonderful career. And then he came back to here to try something new, a kind of dual role. And I don't know actually what's happened there, but obviously injuries played a part. He's 38 now and he'll have a bright future, I'm no doubt, in whatever he chooses to do, because he's an intelligent lad as well off the pitch. But great, great player.
And does he, you know, do you owe him some money for the amount of times you've told him fighting with Arthur Boric's story?
And yeah, I have plenty of times, and
I think you and him would have a
laugh about that. It was an odd time. See, you just think that things like that happen in the dressing room, a million miles away from it now. But he was always one, Aidan, that had an opinion, and, you know, he spoke his mind. I don't think there's maybe enough of that in dressing rooms these days. They don't say what they feel, but Aidan certainly did. But he had the ability to back it up in the pitch. So if he did get upset or angry in training, he would often go in amazing, run past three people and put it in the top corner.
Let's hear a bit from some of the other camps ahead of the return to domestic football. Stuart Kettlewell says the impressive run of form is creating a positive synergy between the football club and the town. This is where I thought I'd bring you in, just to see if you're feeling that, you know, when you drive up Earbles Road and you feel the connection.
I felt it last week with the players, everything about them, playing the golf, the golf day. I was speaking to Stuart just before he teed off.
You gave Shane Blaney a hard time, didn't you?
Oh, he was brilliant. He is a funny boy.
He doesn't even know him. This is what he needs to realise. So he looks like a very good golfer for what
he hits a ball.
You could tell, by his own standards, he was hitting it a mile, but maybe just in a slightly wayward direction. And he even told us the reason he was using his three wood is because he had head loss and snapped his driver. Right? But then they've never met before. He doesn't know him. You know the way he speaks to everybody as if they know who he is, because he assumes he's a big deal. Yeah.
So no, I'm just polite.
So
nice.
we would be waiting on the tee behind their group, and he would maybe slash one away into the, and he would just start laughing at him and saying, and see, at one point he turned round. So again, they don't know each other, it's not like they're friends. Shane Blaney, he turned round to him, just stared right through him and said, "Don't."
Did he really?
Don't.
What did you give it?
His bottle crashed.
So he's a nice boy. I enjoyed watching him. I wondered, because I had to leave early.
Did obviously. You not hear about this as well? This is why I wish we were on Saturday. How unacceptable is this? He's invited as a guest of his football club to take part in their golf day. Mm-hmm. We were out with Neil Alexander, the goalkeeper.
Lovely
coach.
Boy. Love
great,
Neil.
Great insight into Aston Oxborough and Liam Kelly and all that sort of stuff. He walks off the course early, leaves the golf day early, just walks right across because he wanted to go out on Friday afternoon. He said he was going to meet someone in Wonderville.
That's like a Friday afternoon.
He said. It was international break. I had plans. And obviously,
I couldn't.
It was four and a half hours in. Four and a half hours.
He walked off without playing the last
hole. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah. Sorry. I thought you meant after it, he missed the dinner and the speeches.
He left. We're a team of four.
That's unacceptable.
We've got a team score that we're trying to. Yeah. He's the low handicapper in the team.
I know, I was what we were saying. Anyway. I wasn't doing any good. So I had to go and meet somebody. I didn't think it was going to last as long as it lasted. The dark it was coming down. We're 4.5 hours in a golf course.
About 2 o'clock, he's at
honestly.
That's unacceptable.
Anyway, let's hear from Stuart Kettlewell.
You can imagine when you're winning games of football and you've been doing well, then the feel-good factor's here. But I think it's here in the kind of community as well. I think there's a real good feel-good factor run about Motherwell in general, and it's our job to try and keep that going. I would say it's the best place we've been in as a whole, and I include everybody in this area and in this community. And I think it sort of stemmed from that quarter final, to be honest with you, the Friday night, where everybody bought into coming here to try and support the club, to try and see if we can get a run in the cup competition.
How big a blow, though, Gordon DL, is the captain Paul McGinn missing for a significant period of time? It's been described with a thigh injury picked up in training during the break. Of course, that period is going to take in big league games. It will certainly take in the League Cup semi-final against Rangers. And he has been, well, you tell me how he's been terrific.
He's been terrific. He's the captain, he's the leader. I think when you're in such a great run, the one thing as a manager, you're hoping, just as Mark touched on with Aberdeen, just keep your key players fit. Keep them in that team. They're the ones that lead everybody else on. You can change one or two, but your experienced ones, your captains, the guys that have been there, they can lead by example and bring other people in, and you can change one or two things if you're a manager. That's a massive blow. It really is. He gives good pace at the back as well. He's a good communicator. He's a very, very good defender. That's a big, big loss to Stuart Kipp. But do you know what? At the beginning of the season, he brought so many players in. There was a big turnaround. I thought this has got to take time to gel. Well done to them. I do agree with them. There's a great feeling around Motherwell just now, and it's all down to the performances.
But the reason they've added more and more, the injuries have been unbelievable. Remember, signed Apostolos Stamatolopoulos for a lot of money for Motherwell's standards. You know, it was his first start. Calf went. He only just came back into the team. He signed a right back who was at your golf day, Katrumbis. Hasn't played, hasn't kicked the ball because he got injured before he played. Jack Vale came back on loan from Blackburn. In the end of the window, people excited straight away, injured out for a long time. Slattery still out from last season. Ross Callaghan signed in the summer, hasn't kicked a ball. Harry Payton, long term. So I know that the big teams, anytime they get injuries, everyone. But the injury list has been unbelievable, Mark. And he, especially when you play a back three, Paul McGinn gives you that something different. It's not just like three big.
Yep. You've got almost a full back to carry the ball and you know, play it through the back as well. Look, it's unbelievable bad luck that Motherwell have had with these injuries. You know, if you investigate them, they're all different injuries as well, so you can put it down to one thing. So, you know, unfortunate, but they'll just go on with it. Roll up their sleeves and go on with it.
They'll have to. Right, okay, a couple more on this teaser. The last 10 capped Scotland players to score against Portuguese opposition. So McTominay against Portugal, Ryan Gold whilst he was out there, Tierney, Fletcher, they've done it for English clubs, Whittaker, Pearson and Miller for Scottish clubs. We played Portugal in a friendly in 2018. Who would that have been that scored for Scotland? Recently was in the Premiership as a manager, but not anymore.
Oh.
His replacement will play his first game as manager this weekend.
Stephen
Naismith. Right, way back we're going. Hearts beat played Braga in 2004. So that was that good Hearts spell. Who would that have been? Went on to be a teammate of yours,
Paul Hartley.
And a really famous one, this. A famous one, because he didn't get the chance to score many goals for Rangers, but this was a huge one. He was a Rangers youngster, scored in the Champions League against Porto. I think it got them through to the next round. He went on to play for Motherwell and Leeds and McCormick. Cardiff and Fulham. Ross McCormack.
Oh, I forgot that.
We are good back show. Tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.